Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. We're here in Orlando, Florida for Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. We have tons of ISVs on season two of the Launchpad series. I'm filling in for Baldwin, and we've got a special guest. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Thanks for the intro, Seth. My name is Christian Morin. You can call me Chris for short.
Well, that was really French.
It is very French.
Nice.
So I can use a Chris for English speaking folk. It's easier to pronounce than Christian.
Thank you.
I'm Vice President for Cloud Services at Genetech.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to be here. This is my sixth WPC.
Oh, wow. So you've been to a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm a veteran.
Nice. So let's dig in. Tell us what you do.
Sure. So what we'll cover today, pretty much who we are, what we do at Genetech, and then we're going to talk more specifically about one of the applications that we have on Microsoft Azure, which
awesome.
Is Stratocast, which is a video surveillance as a service solution.
That sounds cool.
And we're going to have a little demo to go along with it as well.
All right.
So touch web, touch the phone, and it's going to be pretty, pretty cool.
All right, let's dig in.
Excellent. So Genetech is an ISV. We're headquartered out of Montreal, Montreal, Canada. We're about 650 strong, and we have a global presence. About two-thirds are in Montreal. The rest are scattered throughout the world.
Okay.
And we specialize in physical security solutions. And physical is very important because we don't do information security. We do video surveillance, surveillance cameras. We do access control, so lock replacement solutions. And also we do license plate recognition solutions.
Wow, that's cool.
Which is pretty cool. So systems that are installed both on cars or can be installed on highways or parking garages and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've been in this space for a very long time. We pioneered the era of IP video surveillance, so from analog to IP. And now the next big thing in our industry is cloud. So this is what I'm going to talk about today. It's like how we're using the cloud at Genetech in the context of video surveillance.
Nice, that's cool.
So in terms of video surveillance, we cater to a wide variety of different verticals. Actually, the fact that it's security, it applies to pretty much everybody. And in one of the situations where cloud is a very, very good fit is for largely distributed, I would say, customers or situations. So, for example, in the world of retail, they have one or they have many different sites, restaurants, the same things, utilities, telecom companies, there's a wide variety, or school districts even, they can have multiple different sites. And it becomes very complex to deploy these systems throughout these different sites. They want to minimize the hardware footprint that the solutions take on these sites because they don't necessarily have a properly set up room to put the servers in.
Right.
So they really want to minimize the footprint of the hardware. They want the way to centralize the viewing of that video. So they don't want to be able to have to drive a truck all the time. So
it's like they want the devices everywhere, but not necessarily the governance of those devices everywhere, because it's just a lot of
yes,
machinery.
Absolutely not. It's a lot of machinery, and the bigger the system, the bigger the amount of machinery, and the more complex it becomes to deal with. So if, for example, in large retailers, it's not uncommon to have like a server farm of like 20 somewhat servers just to manage an enterprise of maybe 1,000 stores, for example.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a very big pain point. And they also want to be able to drive more value out of all that data that they're harnessing, right? So a surveillance camera produces mountains and mountains of data, right? It's recording 24/7. If you have one camera, that's a lot of video that you have to process and you have to record. And leveraging the cloud is another way that you can actually then start using the power of the cloud to do more advanced analytics on demand on that recorded video footage.
That's awesome.
So, you know, our customers are looking to scale with the needs of their organization. So really, how can they go from a single site with a few cameras to multiple sites to hundreds to thousands of different sites, one single point, view it from anywhere, everybody's working remotely now, and how can they also share that across the organization, not necessarily just in the security division, but also in other aspects of their business that can benefit from having the cameras in the facilities.
And then maybe even moving to actionable data from the cameras.
Yes.
You might even learn that if you put the machine here instead of there, you might sell more cans of Coke or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is all without what you can do with analytics and leveraging that. And these are plugins. And our own partner community or ecosystem actually does analytics that feeds into our platform.
Cool.
So what I you should see on the screen is a little diagram that shows how Stratocast works. So what you have pretty much is at the center point you have Stratocast, and then you have one or multiple different sites, and Stratocast will basically manage and connect those cameras. It will do so securely. So all the connection from the camera to the cloud, everything's encrypted, and from that point on the cloud acts as a dispatcher to send that to your phone, to send that to your browser, and also it could send that to an enterprise system. So what we do with Stratocast is we're also able to build hybrid cloud systems. So again, a large enterprise context could have a very large facility, which doesn't make sense to put all in the cloud because of the bandwidth requirements, but have smaller facilities that are leveraging the cloud and tie the two together.
I see. That makes sense. And so if you have a high volume in some areas, it might be better just to have something locally.
Yes.
And then have that be the hub, and then all the smaller locations sort of push through the cloud back down.
Yes.
Cool.
Video being the killer app for bandwidth.
That's right.
It's not always easy to move all that bandwidth to the cloud, so smaller facilities and smaller sites works like a charm. Bigger facilities, you might want to have local storage, but then you want centrally manage all of that through the cloud, and that's what we're doing on Azure.
Nice.
Yeah. So again, it's very simple contextually, minimal hardware on site, and then you have your phone, you have your tablet to
consume the data that's been captured.
So I'm going to go jump right into a little demo. I'm going to show what we can do with Stratocast from the very small sites all the way to potentially what large enterprise would use in terms of the applications to connect to that video.
All right, let's do it.
So I'm going to switch. I'm going to minimize PowerPoint here. And I'm going to start off with a little web browser, and I'm going to point that out to Stratocast. app.stratocast.com. So I'm logging on, and I can actually select the identity provider of my choice. So that facilitates single sign-on, so don't have a gazillion passwords to remember. It's always better to minimize that. And we can also benefit from things like MFA that's available on the Microsoft account.
So Stratocast is a service.
Yes.
That sort of collects all of the stuff for you, and then you can do actionable stuff from there.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
So now I'm logging on to Stratocast. I have a home page. I'm going to click right away on the view button. It's a very, very simple and easy way to view your cameras, right? The purpose of Stratocast is to be simple and for the occasional user of a system. This is not necessarily meant for a power user. We'll see that a little bit later. So I can view a couple of cameras. I can view up to 9 cameras simultaneously on my screen. Again, if I have 9 cameras in my facility, and I could just click and drag these cameras, put it here, put it there, put it everywhere.
That's really cool, because at first it popped up and I'm like, well, there's nothing down there, but there's stuff down there. You can actually choose from the cameras that you show. How do you hook these cameras up to Stratocast?
So the way that it works, we're open architecture, so we work with actually other camera manufacturers, and they basically have some code that runs in the camera that actually connects to the cloud.
Got it.
And then the enrollment process is done through the interface.
I see.
I'm not showing this here. This is something that I would be showing that would be done by your security system installer. Mm-hmm. So they're professionals, they're gonna come in, they're gonna know where to put the cameras, they're gonna professionally install them, and then they're gonna enroll them by just a couple of clicks and username and password.
And they'll put them into your system?
They'll put them into my system. This is a multi-tenant system. It's totally segregated and isolated, and only I have access to the video.
Awesome.
And as an end user, I can actually prevent, I have a privacy setting that I say, I don't want Genetec or I don't want the reseller to view my cameras. So they're completely blocked off.
Okay.
So that's very, like privacy when you talk about video is very, very important.
Yeah.
So I can take a camera like this one, I can put back in full screen mode. I'm gonna take where's this camera? This camera here. Home camera in Montreal. This is my front yard, actually. And you know, full screen, I can do digital zoom, so I can just zoom in on an area and I can move this around the picture. This is all live video. As you can see, the leaves are moving and there's a car here.
Mm.
Going back into full screen mode. This is live, this is very easy. I can pause the video. There I have a little timeline where the white is recorded video and the little bars are an indication to the amount of motion in the scene.
Right.
So very easily I can see that, you know, nothing's happening here, it's all white, but oh, there's a big red bar here. If I click, I'm gonna seek automatically to that area in time, that point in time. And I could probably see, there we go. UPS.
It's the UPS every time. The big black brown van drives by.
Yes, the big brown van. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? That UPS truck didn't deliver my parcel.
Oh.
So that's bad news for me. So what I want to do is I want to keep this footage, because usually what happens is you don't record everything forever because it would be exorbitantly expensive. So a customer will have 7 days, 14 days, 30 days of video, and then it gets overwritten and it's a circular buffer. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you want to keep video for a very long time? Well, you actually export it. So I'm going to export this clip. I'm going to export the last, let's say, 3 minutes, and I'm going to hit save. Now just triggered an export job. Mm-hmm. Typically in a video system, you'd actually start a download of the file, and then I'd burn it on a DVD, leave it on my disk, or I'd put it on a thumb drive. Mm-hmm. I'd probably lose it. So Stratocast, how we work, we actually have something called the vault. So when you export the clip, it goes straight into the vault. So you can actually keep your evidence for a very long time in the cloud without the fear of being overwritten. So it's another piece of peace of mind that we're providing on your evidentiary data or the data that's important to you.
I like how it shows you motion changes, because if things aren't changing, it's probably not important or actionable video. And then later when you find something that might be actionable, you can sort of save it out.
Yeah. You can also record just on motion event if you so desired.
Cool.
But since it's not perfect, usually people record 24/7 because it's not that much more storage at the end of the day over a 7-day period. Then if I go in my vault, I'm going to see that my little file is here. It's being exported and converted in a format that can also be played in the Windows Media Player or any media player.
Awesome.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch to my phone, because we can also use that on the phone. And I have a little Windows 8 app that I'd like to show you to display that capability. So here I just pulled out my phone and I started the Stratocast app. And as you can see, I have the same cameras that I had before. And I'm just going to point out, you know, this camera is red.
Mm-hmm.
Offline, power, network, camera's dead. So we get notified. So this camera's already offline. So before doing the demo, I saw that, but I said it was good points.
Yeah.
You know, your cameras are not always working. You know, hardware can fail. So
sometimes.
And you usually get the nasty surprise when you want to see if there's video there.
Mm-hmm.
So having the offline notification and knowing that the cameras are offline are really, really important, so we can proactively manage that. And our certified partners also get those notifications so that they can intervene ahead of time.
And these are all the same cameras that you had on the web account?
Yes, these are the exact same cameras. And I'm actually, for that purpose, I'm going to use the exact same camera I had before, which is my home camera with the UPS truck. This is going to be the live view. I'm going to turn it in landscape mode. And you see it's the exact same footage. This is live. And I can go back in time if I so desire. I can go to yesterday, apply, done. It's going to query back my camera. Easy, on the go, view live video, view event video. Something happened, my alarm went off. I can actually view the camera, what was displayed at that time.
That's awesome.
So that's with the phone. So now we're gonna switch back to the computer. And what I want to show is that, you know, this is great. You know, this is a very simple user interface. But what happens if you have a large enterprise, you have somebody dedicated to doing this job of managing the security?
Right.
This application is not sufficient. This is not for a power user. So in our enterprise suite, we have a product called Security Center. And we're now running this in the cloud as well. So we have a very regular desktop application, right? So this is a regular desktop application, .NET. Gonna log on to a system that's running in the cloud. So this will provide me, as a security professional, somebody that uses this multiple hours a day with a very rich and enhanced user experience. And from here, I can monitor my cameras. I can set myself up to do black screen monitoring, so only get alerted when there's an alarm. I can browse my archives, for example. So I'm just going to go into the monitoring view. And here you see kind of a familiar layout where you have four cameras, but I can change it to way many more layouts that I can. If I want to put 64 cameras on a screen and
wow,
my workstation allows it to me, I can do that. If I have four monitors, I can plug my four monitors, and we have a lot of capabilities to drive these monitors with GPU acceleration to really get the best performance out of your workstation.
My favorite statement was, if your computer allows it, because it's important that people realize that this is a pretty costly operation, CPU-wise.
Yes.
Especially if you don't have a good GPU.
Yes, especially if you're doing a lot of HD,
right,
or 4K, mm-hmm, or multi-megapixel, it really adds up. So here we're going to select like this little layout, and then I have the exact same cameras that I had before again, but now they're in my regular client application. And I can just take these cameras, drag them, but now I can also get other facilities and other cameras that I didn't have before. And I can actually mix and match them. And I can create multiple tabs, you know, in the same way you have browser tabs, mm-hmm. we can have multiple layouts, we can have one layout, it's all my front doors of all my 16 facilities, then this is all the back doors, these are all the cache rooms, for example, and I can really cycle through them very effectively. I can switch from live to playback, you have the same notion of the little bars. I can go back here, it's gonna start playback, and now I'm in playback mode, and nothing's happening, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening on the seat.
You live in a really exciting neighborhood,
it turns out. Well, I did have graffiti on my door. Where I was able to catch the culprits with my surveillance system.
Well, I was wearing a hood. I don't know how you knew it was me.
So this is very, again, very much more rich in terms of a user interface. We can do a fast forward. I'm going to go back here. There should be some motion.
So the green tells you there's motion.
Yeah, so the green tells me that there's motion. So here, the same concept. You have the timeline. Green tells you there's motion. White, there's video. If it's purple, it's in the future. If it's black, there is no video. Now it's playing back, and you see that it's seeking, and you have the current date and time. I can zoom out of my timeline, and I can go, for example, what happened at 3:41 p.m. Right, then I can zoom back in, and now I'm playing 18 minutes ago. So it's very easy to play back, and I can also do reverse playback on that same scene. I can synchronize all my cameras to the exact same time if I want to. I can integrate with third-party systems. I can get alerted with many different things. So here in the enterprise world, if you're a security professional, here's the UPS truck again.
Backwards.
So there you have it. You know, the security desk is a very powerful tool, and then you can add on other capabilities that we have in our suite, like access control, like license plate recognition technology, and all the integrations that you can make in the enterprise system.
That's awesome.
And more we're moving this stuff to Azure, because the cloud is really the way to go, because customers are asking for it to remove the servers. And a lot of time they're not benefiting from all the advances that we're making. All the innovations is just lying there in a CD on the desk, sometimes for years, not being installed.
This is really cool. Where can folks go to find out more?
So if they want to find out more, I have a couple of links here in my last slide. We have a landing page for our cloud portfolio that talks just about our cloud solutions on the Genetec website. And you can just visit and get more information on Genetec as a whole and our different solutions. And we have tons of videos on YouTube as well that show how the applications actually work and some of the use cases that we can do with them.
So this is really cool. It feels really good. It's like a really good application for residential, like we just saw, for commercial, and then for enterprise as well.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
Thank you very much.
Again,
pleasure to be here.
We're here in Orlando at Worldwide Partner Conference 2015, Season 2, Launchpad Series. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.
Thank you.